This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Monday, the 23rd of May. An investigation has been launched by police and Birmingham Children's Hospital into the alleged fatal poisoning of a child. A nurse has been arrested. Times Radio's Jenny Barsby has more details.
The infant died last Thursday and the 27-year-old nurse was arrested a matter of hours later on suspicion of administering poison with intent to endanger life. She's since been released by police while inquiries continue and has also been suspended from her post. Birmingham Children's Hospital, which cares for 90,000 patients a year, says specialist support is being offered to the child's parents.
Chief Secretary to the Treasury Simon Clark has told Times Radio all options are on the table and the government can't rule out a windfall tax on energy companies. The Treasury is said to be looking at imposing a temporary tax on the oil and gas industry to ease the cost of living crisis, despite strong opposition from several ministers. Mr. Clark says the Chancellor and his team will be looking at all the options open to us.
The honest answer is that I'm not philosophically attracted to additional taxes. If they deter investment, and it's investment that we need to see in the North Sea now to unlock the next generation of oil and gas supplies, which are going to be crucial transition fuels to net zero, but also will ease our reliance on Russia.
A review into children's social care is calling for a windfall tax to be imposed on profits made by the largest private children's home providers. The money would be used to overhaul what the review calls England's dysfunctional care system. Josh McAllister, a former teacher who led the review, has told Times Radio a radical reset is needed.
Because at the moment, it's far too driven by crisis intervention, a system that often struggles to build and support the loving relationships that every child needs to grow up successfully. And instead, we need to shift it towards backing those people who do love and care about children. That's first and foremost families. But then if families can't do that, making sure that the care system's there to do that successfully.
We're being reassured by the government that monkeypox is not a repeat of COVID-19. With UK cases rising to 20, health guidance about the virus has been amended, and anyone who comes into contact with a person who has it is now being advised to self-isolate for 3 weeks. And Professor Paul Hunter is a professor of medicine at the University of East Anglia and has told us what he predicts will happen next.
This is a very different thing to COVID. It is unlikely to spread very widely in society, and fortunately we have already on tap a very effective vaccine that can even be given after somebody has been in contact. So ultimately I think this is something that we will bring under control in the not too distant future.
And you can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.